Would you say that technology is making aspects of your profession easier?
Yes and no. On one side of that is technology makes it easier to do research. So I can find pretty much anything I need on the internet. It allows me to get things done quicker. Like one of the biggest jobs that I have during the week is, during the season especially, is the weekly game notes packet. This packet is 75 pages. And it has every piece of information that the media could possibly need about the Colts and that upcoming game. Like, we have notes in there. One note we might have is least amount of sacks given up since 1998. To get all this stuff, we use a website that's called statspass.com. So we just put in the parameters for what we need, and we have our answer in 30 seconds. So we've been using this since 2006. Before 2006, my boss had to look up every box score and keep a spreadsheet, and he updated this spreadsheet every week with the totals. So just this alone would take him 30 minutes every week to update one little note box. Now it's just with this website, it just takes us 30 seconds. That's one of the many ways technology has made it easier on us. However, on the other hand, technology's grown and expanded, and it's given people different avenues to give their opinion. So, most organizations like to have a unified voice, and we just want to give out one message to the public. And it was a lot easier to control all this stuff before stuff like Facebook and Twitter. Now, half of our players have Twitter, and we have to worry and be concerned about what they're going to write on Twitter because there's no filter and these websites, and you just can't take that back once it's out there. You don't want to censor your players and employees, but at the same time, you have to educate them about the perils of using it, and you have to monitor these things pretty frequently.